Hello.
Hey.
Hi, my name is George. We are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavior Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be supporting efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me your age?
Sir, I'm not interested.
The survey is mainly about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavior Health Division.
Okay.
Your opinion is very important. Could you please tell me your age?
24.
And what is your gender?
Male.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for taking my call. I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substance, and if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not in school, man.
Or would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month? Once or twice a year? Try it once or twice or never?
Probably never. I don't know. I would hope not.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form like pot, weed, hash, or oil?
I'm sure there's some.
Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year? Tried it once or twice or never?
Right. They probably tried it once or twice, I'm guessing.
And how often do you think teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Oh, I've heard there's a bunch of kids that do that.
Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year? Tried it once or twice or never?
Probably once or twice a week, I bet.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of statements about youth substance used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you don't agree or disagree, just let me know for each statement. And I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Here's the first one. Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The other one says, my community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I agree with that.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you strongly agree?
Yeah.
Okay. The following says, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, I agree.
The other one says, drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Haven't you already said that question?
No, this one says my community should adapt laws that, yes, they're talking about the community.
Agree.
Okay. The following says, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. The other one says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Correct. Agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Great. And we're starting to wrap this up. Now, I'm just going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which all are legal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give your best guess. Here's the first one. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
None.
And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form, but not prescribed by a doctor? Okay.
None, I can't, man.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know that. And how often
I'm on probation, so I can't do anything.
Oh, I understand. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
None.
Okay. And I just have a final question for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I couldn't answer that one. Like I said, I'm not in school.
Okay.
So I don't know.
And how would you describe yourself? A white, Hispanic, or Latino? A black or African-American? Okay. And as a token of our appreciation, the PATH Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. I have JCC Schools, Social and Emotional Learning Committee, or BIO, Girls of Jackson and Lakefield, or Jackson County food for kids?
Do Jackson County food for kids.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you again, sir.
Hey, you too. You bet.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.